Hi, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Perpetual Notion Machine. I am your co-host, Dr. Mayra Oyola Merced.
And I'm Dr. Angel Francisco Adames Corraliza. And we are faculty at the University of Wisconsin Madison right here. And we are going to talk today about popular, interesting discoveries in science in the last year. Mayra, can you tell us a little bit more?
Yeah, this is going to be a countdown into what we consider. So these are some of the most important major scientific discoveries in 2025. So we're going to start the year with some positive vibes when it comes to science. And we have made a list of five different areas that have been important in science, but we also have a bonus. It's like honorable mention. So Angel, do we want to start?
Yeah, and I want to like also preface by saying that like these are discoveries or like science discoveries that got a lot of press. They were really they got a lot of attention. It's important to note, right, that like these are important, but there's so much science going on, and a lot of important work just flies under the radar, and there's way more interesting stuff that we cannot just possibly cover in one episode. So we are going to talk about these popular ones that were important, got a lot of attention.
Made the news, probably.
Yeah, and we just put this list together for your enjoyment to see that science is constantly evolving. There's a lot of stuff going on, and it's really interesting time to be doing science.
Yes, it is. It's always. So as you mentioned, there are some really important discoveries in other fields too related to science, such as engineering. But we're going to start today with our bonus, which is number six. And that is actually not necessarily a good one, but it's also something that I'm glad that we know. It's something related to my area of expertise. And that is that actually climate change may have an impact on satellites. And what we know is that because our planet, our atmosphere is warming, that heating is also happening in the upper atmosphere. And when that layer in the upper atmosphere warms, things tend to expand. So it also increases the density, and that increase in density may actually go into satellite altitudes. And when we have that, you increase something called drag, and by the increasing that drag, we might be able to actually limit the time of missions that are in low Earth orbit. So that may particularly be harmful or impactful for satellites such as GPS satellites and also weather forecasting and communication satellites that are normally in low Earth orbit.
All right. So that was our bonus one. Should we go on to
number five?
All right. So let's preface this. So our solar system keeps getting more crowded, more interesting. It was always like that, but there's just always something going on to be discovered and found out. And 2025 was no exception. It was another year of additions to our solar system. And this one comes from one of our furthest planets, from our planet Uranus. A new moon was discovered around Uranus.
Yeah, which is interesting. Like, we have been looking outside of our solar system for new things, and now we found something that's just around the corner that's new.
Yeah, and this is like the thing, right, with moons, you know, like there's a lot of like smaller, faint objects out there, you know, asteroids, and some of these moons are like the size of asteroids, and they're really tough to detect. So it takes a lot of patience and time and creativity to discover these smaller moons. And you know, they've been finding moons in the outer planets for some time now, and this is a new addition. So this one, its orbit, you know, it does give us clues about the history of the Uranus system, right? When we talk about the planet, but its moons and its rings, you know. So hopefully it'll help us kind of like learn more about the past of the planet, the past of that region in general, and help us kind of reconstruct what happened in the outer solar system during the formation period.
Yeah, I think I want to mention that sometimes people ask, why do we care about studying other planets and other solar system? And it's important to understand that that's actually tied to our own understanding of our planet. Yeah. So yeah, it's super important that we keep exploring.
Yeah, and the more we learn about other systems and the more we learn about our own, the more it seems that we live in a pretty unique and weird, you know, in a good way.
In a good way, yeah. So I'm going to say that was a positive discovery.
Yeah, right, right.
So let's move to number four, and that would be the first 3D images of human embryo implantation. And that's kind of interesting because obviously when a human person or obviously becomes pregnant, there are all these techniques where you can actually see the baby developing. But right now we're talking about the very first stage of that human embryo implanting and developing. So that actually has many implications because now we can understand why pregnancies fail. Sometimes they fail and there's no explanation. Now we can get a very direct understanding of what is going to happen and what can how can we improve things like infertility treatments and IVF success rates.
I think this is wild.
Because
like embryos are tiny. They're so tiny.
They're so tiny. That's true.
A 3D image of an embryo, you know, that like that's how you know like how good technology and imaging have gotten that you can't actually do this. Like if you think about this, this is crazy.
It is. It is. It is. So let's see what happens, what stems out from it, right, in the next couple of years.
All right. Number three, I hear. So this one, actually, I didn't know about this one. This one actually came up fairly recently in the news.
Yes.
So there is a relationship between shingles vaccine and Alzheimer's risk. There was a large-scale study, and they looked at lots and lots of people, and they found that the people who were vaccinated for shingles had a lower incidence of Alzheimer's disease than people that didn't. And this is actually a pretty important result. There's a potential link for a viral infection and Alzheimer's onset. That's one of the things that I remember reading mm-hmm. about this article. Or an immune response, that there's some immune relation to Alzheimer's. Regardless of that, given how pervasive and, you know, Alzheimer's as a disease is for the aging population, this is a major step forward in our understanding of Alzheimer's disease and all these like aging
and brain health kind of related issues. So I thought that was interesting. As you said, that was something that I found out, I didn't know, and it's pretty recent. It's actually one of the latest news.
And it's a very prevalent disease. People in my family with Alzheimer's is something that I am concerned long term, and just knowing that this is something that can help prevent long term is a major, major discovery. And before we move on to the next list, I think this is another great one about like that great moment to like say that it's so important to get vaccinated, not just for mm-hmm. shingles, but like vaccines are generally good.
Yeah,
they're
good.
And this is another example of scientific discoveries and about the benefits of vaccines.
All right. So with that, we move to number two. And I laugh a little about number two because we heard it all over the news. This is probably one of the most heard of news, especially at the end of the year of 2025. And it was the interstellar object G1 or 3I Atlas. And we heard a lot about that. We heard that it was aliens, that actually
people
a famous astronomer. Everybody was like, aliens are going to come. And are we ready? Well, no, it's actually a very interesting object. It's only the third known object that is actually that passed through our solar system from another star system. So that obviously we don't know a lot about them. So it was exhibiting patterns that may have not been normal for, I would say, the average population. But if you talk to astronomers and astrophysicists, they were actually like, yeah, you know, that's kind of normal. Yeah, you know, that's, we expected that. So it was interesting also to see how many agencies got together to better understand the object and all the images that came from ESA, the European Space Agency, and also NASA. Specifically, I'm going to give a shout out to my old employer, the Jet Propulsion Laboratory. Some of the images that came out of JPL, they were fantastic.
Yeah, and this is like one. Like, you gotta get those images as soon as you can, because this is just coming and going. It's not like a planet that's just gonna be going around and you can like get it. You know, well, some of the orbits, you know, are really long, but like, yeah, this is an opportunity there.
And so people know there were no. I got that question. I don't know how many times. Like, did you see that aliens are coming? No. It was a natural object.
Yeah,
you could only wish, right?
it's just material that's just moving across. This stuff happens, but it's not common though. But as far as I understand from reading articles and stuff. So yeah, all right. So let's move on to the next one. Number one in our popular science list: galaxies that should not exist according to our most current understanding of the universe. So there's been observations. It's actually like a fantastic time for astronomy, especially like early universe astronomy with the JWST and all these other everything's is a fantastic data coming out. And some of the reveals that have been coming out recently is about the early galaxies, and they're showing that they're massive, way more mature, and it's happening way earlier than the existing models our current understanding predicts. And so they're so big, right? So clearly there's something we don't understand about how the universe evolves and how, especially those early periods, but maybe are just knowledge in general. So yeah, like, it challenges our current understanding. But, you know, as a scientist, I think this is where scientists get really excited, right? Mm-hmm. Because like, clearly there's stuff to be done and there's something to be discovered. So clearly there's going to be something, a shakeup, right, soon about our fundamental understanding of cosmology.
And this is what we expected with the launch of the James Webb Telescope. We were expecting to see things that were different, massive, new to science, and this is just science in the making. So
yeah, and I've seen other stories coming out that are kind of related stuff, like the Hubble tension news and all these other updates, and there's a lot of things that are challenging their current understanding. So our astronomy astrophysics colleagues must be having a great time.
Yeah, must be having a great time. That's true.
Yeah. Trying to get the research and getting ideas out there. Maybe not writing proposals.
maybe not getting funded, but yeah, definitely with the ideas.
All right, so that's it. We went through the list.
Yeah, and again, we went through the top five. I wouldn't say the top five, but five major scientific discoveries with a bonus one. So thank you for listening. And as always, we will transition to Spanish at the end of or after a song. But again, this is Mayra Oyola, professor at the Atmospheric and Oceanic Science Department at the University of Wisconsin, with
Angel Ladames Corraliza. Thank you for listening. I hope that this was fun and interesting for you. So after the pause, we'll do this again, but in Espanol.
All right. See you.
Perpetual Notion Machine. Ciao.
Bye-bye.